So allow ourselves to receive our golden harvest. So the golden harvest is like really stepping into the claim of our true desire. We have a lot of false desires. You know, I want the perfect this, the perfect that, or whatever. But our true desire is really what our soul's after, what our soul's been after all along, what our soul needs to be completed, to be heard, to be witnessed. So we want to remember that what we're really doing is committing to our soul's desire. In other words, as we agree with our higher self, as we welcome in our I Am presence, it's sort of like just imagine a long line, and the person standing at the end of the long line has all the answers. So it's sort of like you're talking to everyone, but you're really waiting for that person at the very, very end. That's sort of what's going on, where it's sort of like our highest knowing, our highest notion, our highest good interest has just been like very, very quiet. And the reason it's very quiet is that our mind has been very, very, very loud. And so the mind that's programmed keeps us in suffering. It's sort of like we're opening up to our light, we're opening up to the stirring, and the mind's like, why aren't you worrying about this? Why aren't you worrying about that? So it just sort of keeps us a little bit confused. So the more that we remember that we're ready to go, the more that we remember that we're ready for a new lifestyle, the more that we remember that we're ready to dance, to part ways with the past, we want to remember that there's a new consciousness, there's a new paradigm, there's a new broadcast that's literally in our midst, waiting for us to check it out, waiting for us to assume it, waiting for us to grow in our very state of readiness. So allow yourselves to be all consumed. All consumed is being all consumed by the transference of the light, being all consumed by your I Am presence always. In other words, we want to realize that the more that we allow ourselves to go, the more that we allow ourselves to claim, the more that we allow ourselves to expand, the more that we allow ourselves to travel, it's already here. So when I say travel, it feels very new. It feels like my normal life is actually sort of fading away in a distance. So it's almost like getting on a bus. It's like first you were on the sidewalk, now you stepped onto the bus. That's literally what it feels like. So we want to feel that advancement. We want to feel that energy exchange. We want to feel that upliftment. What I feel is lighter. I feel more powerful. But how would I say, it's sort of like my mind's just sort of blank because it doesn't know what to assume. It doesn't know what to say. It doesn't know. And this is the whole point. We're learning to trust the way of the heart. We're learning to trust our soul at last. We're learning to align with our I Am presence and to always be included. In other words, our higher self knows where we're going. Our higher self knows what's possible for us in our holy presentation, in our wholeness at last. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be included in certainty. And certainty is, this is what we pledge to do all along. So all of us have sort of gotten caught up in the old paradigm, in the false self. And so there's no error in that. That was just sort of part of the plan of misery all along. But the more that we can allow ourselves, how would I say that? It's almost like finding an opening and letting yourself proceed, letting yourself go. Almost like, you know, you're not really getting anywhere and you see an opening for a new discovery, for a new placement. So it's like, well, let me check this direction out. I know that direction isn't working. Let me try this. So anything where you can feel yourself lifted, where you can feel yourself invited, where you can feel yourself now whole, that's what we want to receive. And so as we welcome that wholeness, we want to understand that our whole self is already advanced. In other words, it knows where to go, it knows what to say, it knows what stays, what departs. It understands everything that we are now given. In other words, everything that we're now associated with. And so this golden light that is allowing, how would I say that? It's like they're saying being triumphed. It's interesting words, but we're receiving it. It's triumph. In other words, we're allowing it in. We're allowing it to stay. We're allowing it to merge. So we really want to understand that our free will and our focus, and that we're using our free will, we're using our focus to climb that mountain steadily. So in other words, to say yes to the light, to say yes to the increase, to say yes to our holy remembrance. And so as we receive this empowerment, as we receive this new vocation, and so again, it's like as we receive this, we're made anew. So we want to remember that everything is frequency, everything is consciousness. And so when we say yes to the light inside, we literally become a new vehicle, a new energy, a new consciousness. And so we how would I say this? Like we're allowing ourselves to be strong. So there's something about that strength and strong and power that we're just getting used to. So we want to remember that this light has a quickening to it. It has a power. And so we're all getting used to this, because typically light workers and power, we don't always know the same. In other words, we're not always used to the power because we've tended to be shy and back away. Whether it's we didn't want to be seen, or we don't want to be power hungry, whatever it is. We all have our favorite twist of verb. But we want to remember that as we join with the excitement, as we join with the light, that power is made known to us through and through. So allow yourself to delight, allow yourself to travel still. They're showing me the card. It's like emotional control. So what they're advising me is somehow we're still being stingy with ourselves. We're still holding back. So allow yourselves to swallow whole. So imagine like you took a sip of a new drink and you're just swishing it around your mouth, deciding if you like it or not. And so this is sort of where we are. It's like we're a little apprehensive maybe. So anything where we can relax, anything where we can obligate ourselves to the new increase. You may want to see your cells receiving that light, the nucleus of your cell, the DNA, receiving that light. So in other words, we're going beyond the mind. We're going beyond the past prejudice and allowing ourselves to be completed. Okay, so when we said the word completed, we readjusted the same. In other words, we took from the mana, we took from the daily bread, we swallowed whole, we took in that light, and we made ourselves complete. So we want to receive this light in its full increase. So again, we're getting used to that power, we're getting used to that light. You can hold Isis's hand, Shekhmet, whoever helps you feel that presentation. In other words, if you're getting used to the strength, if you're getting used to be strong, you know, invite in fellowship to travel with you. So it's sort of like Isis, Nicole, strong, you know, of course, substitute your name, please. But it's like getting very comfortable being seen, getting very comfortable traveling with your light, getting very comfortable with your gaining power and strength. So allow yourself to be given, allow yourself to be, they're saying extracted clean, but what they mean is it's sort of like leaving the old paradigm, leaving the darkness, leaving the disempowerment, and sort of stepping up. Remember, like stepping into that bus. It's literally what it feels like. It's like just stepping up, saying yes, feeling that glory of God inside of us, remembering God being our God self, our I am presence, our Christ self, our light. And so when they're saying our Christ self, our light, each of us, as we move into 5D reality, are going to be experiencing that Christ light, is going to be experiencing that overwhelming remembrance of joy, of light, of wonder, of our true nature. So receive on all levels, allowing it to spill over, meaning however it now affects our very existence, all that we now bring forth, all that we now attract, because we've already been given, meaning that when we agree to that light, when we agree to that frequency, always, now everything that abides in that same alignment, it's now ready to be had because we're agreeing with that. So we want to allow that to come in easily, without fret. When I say without fret, it's like furrow brow, like concern. So we're trusting the alignment. We're trusting the new association. What I'm watching is how like the mind starts to try to figure all this out. What we're doing is receiving the vibrational quotient, the vibrational song sheet, the vibrational happening. So it's an energetic assignment, it's an energetic response, it's an energetic orchestration. So receive with ease. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.